It's Razapem with Stimela Chuchu, and you are still tuned into Razapem Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. But see, you cannot truly love anyone until you love yourself. And you become comfortable in your own imperfections. You deal with your own feelings of inferiority, inadequacy, whatever it is. Because you will hurt the people close to you without even intending to sometimes. And kuyenzeka ukuthi we learn a lot of bad habits from school, sometimes even from our own families where we were raised. And we carry them on into our relationships. Masesifika lephambili sekuba nema challenges. And we end up destroying the very things that we think we're building. And bullying is one of those, because sometimes you do not even realize that you're bullying your partner. Kunebantu where it's normal in their relationships to make fun of their partner's imperfections. And I'm not talking about a situation where there's an argument. Ngikhuluma nje ngemuntu lo sozumethene ligama. Uma khuluma nebangani bakhe o netihlobo ipartner yakhe ibitwa ngaleligama. Lilivela from mabatha ipartner yakhe, and that is very wrong. That is very wrong. That is why we're having this conversation this evening, with the question of the evening being, if your partner makes fun of your imperfections, do they truly love you? Now, bullying in a relationship can be seen when one partner bullies the other because they have the overwhelming need to command and dominate, to compensate for how vulnerable they feel. They yell sometimes and hit to subdue their partners, and they control through fear and physical intimidation. And that is just the worst case scenario. But emotional abuse, making lomunye umuntu feel inferior, or a feeling that you mendeli favor kuthi wena uvana naye, wena ufuna abantu labangqono kunaye, labahle kunaye, laba more accomplished, whether financially or otherwise, that is bullying. You're breaking your partner. Kufana naye lento lento angithi bafati. A man must provide. A man, I don't think there is a man who will ever be comfortable with not having the capacity to provide for the woman he loves ngalokuphelele. Because naturally, when a man loves, he wants to take care of you. So if you are constantly going to highlight the way in which he is failing to provide the life that you deserve and that you are sacrificing by being, you are bullying him. Ngoba phela manje akakhona ukukuniketha le soft life that you are either accustomed to or that you feel you deserve. You are bullying, you are breaking that man. Instead of motivating him and saying, I appreciate the sacrifices that you make. I appreciate each and everything that you do for me and the kids. Because when you do that, you make him work harder knowing ukuthi lokulengwendile, I want to do even more next time. But ukhona umuntu longaphuma nje athi I'm going to really hustle hard. I want to give this woman the best. Ubuhlala umtshela ngale ndlela wena ufuna abantu labangqono ngakhona. Yena kana lutfo. There's no way. Uphuma ngalomnyango already he is broken. He doesn't even feel like a man because that is what you've told him. You not being able to provide to my expectation in my eyes strips you of your masculinity. Uyayibona la ifike ibe inkinga khona. Bagcine sebasishaya ke lesinye isikhathi lo munye agcina adzinwa ngoba so une anger, he is broken, so ba physical seniyashayana la endlini sothi uyangihlukumeta ngala ngibekethelela inhlupheko yakhe. You don't even realize ukuthi you created that. Kancane kancane ivele bekutohamba kufike lapho because lo muntu is boiling on the inside. Le nto lomtshela dona, it's not something nawe le uma ngakukhuluma kuwe kungahlala kungakwendi ukuthi ube ne anger. So let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's RazFM943, Gutsi, if your partner makes fun of your imperfections, do they truly love you? We are still talking about bullying in relationships. Now, how does bullying affect relationships? Withdrawal. As a result of bullying, some victims may isolate themselves, diminishing the quality of family relationships. Other family members may feel less supported or connected in response to this reduced level of interaction. And over time, this can lead to a decrease in overall closeness in the family. And this is for if you are building a nemundu wakho. So that's why some of these things are actually a spillover effect of where we come from. School ekhaya kunormal ukuthi unoya wathi indlebe tano kwacha loya in kunema nicknames lesethiwe ona based on mabatha ethu, and that is wrong. That is wrong. That is why you find some people are very conscious of their looks. And ungazibona na ku relationship kakhulu kithi kubosesi umuntu ngaso sonke isikhathi obsessed ngemalooks ufuna kudweba amashiya inini, come on. I strongly believe that when someone truly loves me, I do not have to be anything and anyone around them outside of who I truly am. Angeke nje ngize ngitatatele ngibe ne-stress nendoda levuka eqeleni kwami ekuseni ngibone ngingakafaki i-makeup ngingakendi lutho ngisabe vele kuthi njengoba uyeda sengidrama shiya ngifaka i-makeup. There are people who've never even seen their own women without makeup. Lo mnyaza lale nayo. Muntu abe uyambona lo muntu ukuthi She has never had someone love her for who she truly is. She always has to have a mask. She always has to maintain a certain image. I'm not saying we finalist my relationship, but I'm saying if this is someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with or you intend to, of course they are going to see you at your worst. Because uvuke eqeleni kwakho lo muntu utokwathi ungakagezi utokwathi ugezile utokwathi when you are sick and you can't even do all of those things. So if you are so obsessed with looks and you feel ukuthi you are not good enough for your partner without a weave and makeup then clearly you have not met the person who loves you. Because when someone loves you, we can spend the entire weekend behind closed doors. Sometimes sizivila phene kugeza sibe lokusibukela ama movie naye akakati tshuna kana stress. And it's always with us women. I am a cheetah, I don't want to lie. Most gents are in any free shame. You come as you are and you expect us to love and accept you for who you are. But ngalakithi bafathi uthole umuntu preoccupied. I must fix my hair. Hey, my man is coming. If you are building with that man, he must see you in your natural state. Because if athi uyakuthanda, akathandi makeup, akathandi ma nails, akathandi iweave, uthanda wena. Njengoba uappear ku birth certificate yakho or ku ID yakho, uthi ukhetha wena unjengoba unjalo. So you constantly trying to be something that you're not. Miyekele. Because if he falls in love with you based on what he sees when you've got makeup and all of those things, and he doesn't know who you truly are, you're gonna live in fear of him leaving you when he truly sees you for who you are. Sefanele kancane kancane uyogeza ngemithi ukuthi abone wena kuphela ke ngoba niyasihlupa thina tinyanga ufuna abone mina kuphela ngimuhle indoda uma complimenta labanye bafadi wena so insecure nanibuka. If he truly loves you, no one will threaten you. You will be confident in a room full of women who have a lot of attributes that you don't have physically and not be threatened by them because you know, ukuthi this man loves me. Angimshiye ntobona ukuthi awu niwafakile mashiya niwafakile angahlangahlangana. You understand? That is love. Now, what are the top three types of bullying? There are three types of bullying. Verbal bullying is saying or writing mean things. Verbal bullying includes social bullying, sometimes referred to as rational bullying, involves hurting someone's reputation or relationships. Physical bullying involves hurting a person's body or possessions. And this one relates to ukuthi mhlambe futhi uma niqabana wena udzabulata impahla ushaya imoto. You are bullying your partner. Whether they stay or leave after that happens is immaterial. You are bullying that person. So let me know on the station's Facebook page ukuthi if your partner makes fun of your imperfections, do they truly love you? Nova now. It's Vusi Nova. Ogmitual, and you're still tuned in to Rounds of Femi Evenings with your Radio Madam Fizile Manzini. And I did ask on the station's Facebook page, it's Rounds of Femi 943. Good. So if your partner makes fun of your imperfections, do they truly love you? And this is what you had to say. Stembiso Klenimguni Uti, when we are in love, we should uplift and support each other. And if your partner makes fun of your imperfections, it might be because they are not I'm not sure what that word is. Uti, they are not considering considering your feelings and have the insecurity where they might be using power to control you. True. And it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Because if I need to be broken and lack confidence to be with you, then you believe you do not deserve the best because that is how you feel about yourself. Gordon Twebaze Utsi, when you love someone, you love their imperfections, or you love their perfections and imperfections. No human being is perfect. When you start joking about their imperfections, then you're overstepping their boundaries, which also casts a shadow about your own self. Seeing them as imperfections or something to laugh about or use against them, then one should question your own choices. True. Because if you are making fun of your partner in whatever way, and this is the person that you chose, that you are in a relationship with, that you tell, I love you. Hey, yeah. That's what you're saying without realizing it. Nhlanhla Isaac, no, they don't. That would bruise my ego. And it goes both ways. Even with women, it breaks a woman's confidence to constantly be told how she's not this or how she's not that and being compared to other women. Philani Thabo, it depends on how she addresses it. And I do believe ukuthi kunalama imperfections that we can work on. But approach is very important. The right approach to fixing. Because until we're building, we're not destroying. You can inspire and motivate someone to be the best version of themselves without making them feel as if their imperfections are a threat to how you feel about them. J-Lo Kozos, good evening, Fezile. Good evening, J-Lo. Nelsiwe. Charlotte Koza, usikhasisi. Prince Mnisi, utsingeke phela ngithi I truly love you, mara ngiva ngenda inhlekisa ngawe. Lucky Bima Tonsi, Utsi, thanks for playing Still Song Azishe and Spumalanga's best music through and through. Tepo Koza, Utsil Shoni Leses Fezile, Ankabangu Tuyak Tanza Magendanjalo, M. Jim Kachwa, Utsi, bad habits asiege, Velenje Gukwarana Guma relationships is a no-no. Zotwa Emelina, Utsi, no, they don't. Precious Swankanyezi, Utsi, no. Katie Westbonelo Sisle, Utsi, I don't think so. Friday, Sikulana, Mpumalanga, Azishe, Master D, Aaron, Utsi, I withdraw myself forever. Ralph, Utsi, no, they don't love you because that shows he or she has no respect. Mpendulo, Keke Grayson, Utsi, good evening, Lomtzala. It's a first sign that there's no future between the two. How can they make fun of such if they truly love you? If anyone or anybody makes fun of me, I won't hesitate to end the relationship with immediate effect. This is just a lesson to all of us. See now my bad habits that are responsible for the breakdown of our relationships. And we shouldn't walk around playing victim all the time. Sometimes we meet good partners with genuine intentions and they end up resenting us. They end up even falling out of love with us because of my habits. Lafana na wona lawo. Ukuthi wena ngaso sonke isikhathi uba nema expectations alomunye umuntu ngalomunye umuntu and uba harsh even in you know putting them on the table overlooking ukuthi nawe si perfect before you sit across your partner and tell them how they should be grateful for having you in their life because they are this or that or that or that. Sit down and write a list of reasons why your exes are not with you today. Sit down and write a list of the ways in which it is difficult to love you based on how you are failing to love yourself. Utovuka lo mntwana bantu uma appreciate to say, I know I'm a difficult person. I know I'm hard to love. I know I'm stubborn. I know I struggle to control my temper. I know sometimes nasemlonyeni hey lo kuphuma emlonyeni wami akusihle kodwa sithando sami. Ngiyabonga ukuthi in spite of all of that
ukhethe mine wangithanda with those imperfections and la ngkhona kulungisa khona ngidolungisa naye umahledi ungumuntu uyacabanga.
Given that conversation, you've inspired them to also want to give you the best version of themselves. It's Rise FM.